G'day, Robbie.
G'day, boys.
Good to see you on Friday, mate. Thanks for coming in.
That's all right. Great to see you.
Yeah, no, it was good to see you, mate. Let's start with the A-League FC. They have been surprised, haven't they, by the Mariners?
Yeah, they certainly were. And, yeah, big upset and thoroughly deserved. They were just too quick. Too quick for Sydney FC, who looked lethargic, and I think it might be a loss that they need to give them a kick up the pants. That you know, it's not last year. They're not on a marvellous run. It's the start of a new season, and we've heard Graham Arnold saying it again and again. But I spoke to Arnie, and he agreed that you know, it's maybe the kick they needed. So we shall see this weekend. I think they've got the Newcastle Jets this weekend, who are top of the table.
I reckon you'd win a fair few beers down your local pub, Robbie, which you get to a fair bit. no, you don't. I'm only joking. But I posed the question earlier. Guess who's leading the A-League after six rounds?
Yeah.
Newcastle Jets.
I know. Incredible. And it's good. It's Ernie Merrick's done a great job up there. And, you know, it's only early, of course, in the season. But, you know, you'd rather be there at the opposite end.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they've got some players in fantastic form. Roy O'Donovan should have scored another couple. He missed the fitter, which will be there at the end of the season and the misses of the season. And Petratos is playing very, very well. And as I said, Nikolai Topol-Stanley, the former Wanderers captain, was a terrific pickup because, you know, you need a defence if you're going to be any sort of chance for let's talk about the title for the Jets. You need a very good defence. So look, early days, but certainly a fantastic start. They haven't been beaten. So no. You can't argue with that.
No, and the Melbourne teams, like Melbourne City, are tracking fine. You know, they're second on the table.
Yeah, victory, aren't they?
Yeah, they're 1-1, but the victory is second last on the table.
Yep, the victory in Brisbane. Wow. I know it's only six rounds, as we keep saying, but still, you wouldn't have expected them to be bottom of the table.
Yeah.
Last and second last going into the season. And look, to be honest, you know, that's part of the reason I think the standard has dropped this season, the first six rounds. And, largely because some of the bigger teams are just not playing well. And, the victory Brisbane game that we were talking about was very mediocre for the two clubs involved.
Mm.
So, there's plenty of time to go. But certainly at the moment, there's a lot of instability around the A-League, might be a good way to put it.
All right, mate, your assessment on the Socceroos. What worries me, mate, is we controlled the game. I think we were by far the better team, but it's just getting that ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, we can't score, can we?
No.
It's been the problem all along. Look, we should have won this game comfortably. The thing that comforts me is,
Honduras showed nothing to suggest that they're going to worry us on Wednesday. The thing is, are we going to be able to stick the ball in the back of the net?
I think we will. I think we'll win this. I think we'll win this quite comfortably on Wednesday. Of course, like I said, we have to put the ball in the back of the net, but we're going to have some fresh legs in there. To be brutally honest, I think, Honduras are as poor a side I've seen when you're talking about this stage of the competition and qualification. They were very, very poor side. For a side at home, to only have one shot on goal, I mean, just shows you the level they are at.
Well, let's hope they're not keeping their best and their luck for this second round.
So. Yeah,
mate,
exactly.
Earlier on this morning, talking about teams making or missing out of the World Cup, Northern Ireland going to try and make the cup for their first time since 1986. They had a 0-0 draw with Switzerland this morning, which means they're out of the World Cup. They can't be making it, Northern Ireland.
No, it was a bit of a fairy tale story, and Ireland are, of course, in there as well. And they're looking good in their match-up with Denmark. But, only the odd goal for Switzerland, and unfortunately for them, they conceded that at home. Incredible 0-0 draw in Switzerland. But, the Swiss always knew what they needed, and they got it. So Switzerland were firm favourites. In fact, Switzerland should have really gone directly, direct qualification.
but they missed it out in the last round, but they've made up for it by winning their playoff.
Robbie, there's been some criticism about the pitch, the quality over terrible. There. Are you critical of it?
Sorry, can you do that one again?
The pitch or the turf quality over there.
Oh, the pudding. It was a what do you call it in your game? It was a heavy 10.
It was
for the Mudlarks. But we played better on it than they do. Like, they played all their qualifiers. Now they had 10 qualifiers in the CONCACAF group, and five of those were at home. So their pitch is pretty much always like that. So yeah, it wasn't the best.
How can a soccer mad nation?
I think it's the weather. Look, I don't know. Okay. I'm not making excuses, but I know it's very humid, and it's fairly tropical.
Right. Okay.
So I think it's difficult to maintain, but it was certainly spongy. We called it a pudding on the panel.
Yes.
But look, it didn't help, and I think it's just, we're going to give a couple of excuses away that, Tommy Uris is great chance in the. In the first half, probably bobbled because of the pitch. It comes down to the fact that it's a good result in a two-legged affair, 0-0 away from home. It's not the greatest result, but it certainly puts you in the box seat. Look, if we can't beat this team at home on Wednesday night, we don't deserve to go to the World Cup.
Fair enough. Good on you, Robbie. We thank you for that. We'll keep talking about it tomorrow.
We'll speak to you tomorrow.
There
you
later, Troop.
See you, Robbie.
Still a few thousand tickets left for that tour. It'll be a sellout, Slats, I imagine.
And worthwhile getting to. It takes us back to a famous game in 05.
It's going to be fantastic. There's no doubt about that. A few thousand tickets left there at ANZ Stadium. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. will be the kickoff. And to be fair to Tommy Urich, yes, he did miss a couple of chances. But when you see the replays of those, the head-on shots, the ball... It wasn't falling normally as it should have been falling for him. And obviously your timing for any striker would have been off, and it didn't help Tommy Urich.